Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Five 12, News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Beautiful Thursday afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on. Yeah, we appreciate that ride home this afternoon. It's always a nice way to do that. Austin's going to be jumping in here in just a second. He has the latest in terms of the weather. And you know what? Zeros across the board now. I know we did have a slight chance of seeing some precip on Sunday. Ain't going to happen now. All the way for the next week, we are looking at ideal weather conditions. So for tomorrow night's Crew of Lafitte Illumination Parade, which gets underway 7:30 in downtown Pensacola. It's going to be beautiful, and you might want to line up those planets, as I talked to you about a few minutes ago. It's going to be a great, the planetary parade tomorrow night is also going to be in effect. And then on Saturday, the big Grand Mardi Gras Parade downtown, they'll roll that one at 2. But Mike Wood, Pensacola Police Department spokesperson, joins us this afternoon. Mike, how are you today? I see you're getting a lot of airtime on a lot of different people around here.
Yeah, it's been kind of busy for us. The phones have been ringing off the hooks at the police department, and this is going to be a little different. It's not a lot different, but the perimeter on the parade has been pushed back, and Main Street is going to be closed. Those are the two main things. So the parade route is the same. You'll see a lot more coverage from police down there. You'll see a lot more barricades. But the main thing is Main Street, and the reason we're getting the calls is because people live south of Main Street on Palo Fox, places like Port Royal. Mm-hmm. People have businesses down there, and there are customers that want to go to those businesses, and we understand that. So if you come in from the west, the officer that stops you, probably about DeVillers Street, all you have to do is say that where you work or where you live or where you're going to be going as a customer, and we're going to get you to that location. You may not be able to go the way you normally would, but we're going to get you there. So if you're coming from the west, you'll be able to go down Cedar Street. If you're coming from the east, you'll be able to go down Commandencia and be able to get to those locations. What you will not be able to do is if you say that you're going to go to a business on Palo Fox, but you try to go straight through so you can go over the bridge to Gulf Breeze, you will be stopped and turned around. So through traffic is not going to be allowed.
I know you're doing three different color and three different lines of parking here. You got a red line, a yellow line, a green line, and that's broken down with the red line being 3 hours prior to parade being closed, and the yellow is an hour prior to the parade, and the green is remaining open at all times. How many people do you expect to be on the streets of Pensacola for these parades?
Well, we expect it to be a lot. I can't even come close to guessing for two reasons. One, there's more entries, more floats this year. So the parade is going to be longer than it has been before, but the weather is going to be perfect both Friday and Saturday, so we expect large crowds.
You know, Mike, my background being from New Orleans, the big thing about the parades over there, they stress don't park in people's lawns or on their driveways. That holds true for our area as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, if you park on somebody's lawn or blocking their driveway, your car is going to get towed. It will also get towed if you park on the parade route. Now, we've had signs up for several days on the route itself warning people not to park on Friday night and Saturday for the parade, because if you do, those cars have to be towed for security reasons.
All right. What is your last parting words of advice for our audience this afternoon? What can you leave them for the two parades? Of course, the Crew of Lafitte tomorrow night, and then we'll do the Grand Mardi Gras Parade on Saturday. What can you leave with them?
Just two parting words: arrive early. If you do that, you're not going to have any problems finding a parking space. You'll be able to walk into the parade route and get you a good spot. Have a great time Friday night and Saturday watching the parade.
Mike Wood, you be careful out there.
We'll do it.
Okay. Mike Wood, Pensacola Police Department. He is the voice and keeps us informed in terms of what's going on down there. So his two words, arrive early. That's pretty much sums up the whole darn thing right there. But have fun. And as they always say, le bon temps roule, Dasha.
All right.
I do it better than the guy in the parade.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and that's the thing. It's I've always heard that. I remember, I think it was last year during the Mardi Gras parade season. Yeah. Mel from Cat Country, she tried to.
But she was from the Midwest, so she didn't quite get it.
Well, no. I'm not criticizing her. She tried to walk me through it. I was the one who stuck. No, it wasn't her problem. It was mine. Just past 5:15 here. We'll get a first quick check.
I love Mardi Gras, I got to tell you.
It is. It's a good vibe.
I'm going to New Orleans, you know, after the parade Saturday.
Yeah.
Heading over for Bacchus.
And you know, we were talking about the traffic that comes with that, so it's actually an ideal segue to get into traffic and weather here now that I think about it. Hopefully the roads aren't looking too bad. Just traffic and weather together, brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at the roads here. Do have some backups on Blue Angel Parkway if you're traveling northbound towards Highway 98. Also on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. That intersection looking worse than usual. Same can be said for I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. Outside of that, it's just some of our usual spots, such as some areas here and there on Highway 90 and Navarre Parkway. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 73 degrees, low of 49 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be similar to today. Sunny, beautiful day, high of 70, low of 50.
Okay, well done. Stocks ending down today. NVIDIA and other AI stocks weighed in on the markets. Laura Kattner, how's those numbers?
Warner Brothers Discovery reporting a fourth quarter loss amid a drop in advertising sales and linear TV subscribers. Warner Brothers executives vow to continue prioritizing streaming growth led by its Max and Discovery Plus platforms. Meanwhile, Paramount Global reporting solid growth in their streaming services. TV advertising spending declined, leading to a fourth quarter revenue loss. Paramount Global owns CBS, Nickelodeon, and the streaming platform Paramount Plus, which saw an increase in the number of subscribers. Stocks falling Thursday, the Dow finishing down 194, S&P 500 down 94, NASDAQ down 531. Laura Kattner, Fox News.
Alrighty, 6:18 here. We're going to take a quick break. When we return, though, in about we'll return in under 10 minutes, but in about 10 minutes.
We better.
but in about 10 minutes, one of the things we'll be doing is giving away a pair of Sunbelt tournament tickets. Of course, men's and women's college basketball tournaments getting underway at the Bay Center. Got a very simple prompt for you to text in, and we'll figure that out. But once again, it's coming up in about 10 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. Back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Do you ever find yourself overwhelmed by anxiety? Proverbs 23:7 says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." Did you ever notice the three levels in that verse? Thoughts, emotions, and behavior? The verse is saying that our thinking will impact our emotions or heart, and then our behavior when it says, "So is he." Our anxiety problems start with what we think about, and then impact our emotions, and then ultimately determine our behavior. I encourage you to discipline your mind to stop thinking about things that are untrue, unjust, and impure, and start thinking about things that are true and just and pure. You'll find that much of your anxiety will be gone and your emotions will be healthy, and then your behavior will be Christ-like.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Sunbelt Conference basketball returns to Pensacola, Florida, March 4th for the men's and women's championships.
Cinderella finds a way.
Get your seat to the Pensacola Bay Center. Tickets are on sale now.
Puts it up. And in!
The 2025 Sunbelt basketball championships from the stunning Florida Panhandle in Pensacola, March 4th through the 10th. Go to Ticketmaster.com for the best in college basketball postseason action.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do.
Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Pensacola Grand Mardi Gras Parade is Saturday, beginning at 2. Join in the true showcase of community spirit and celebration. Get all the info at PensacolaMardiGras.com. Sunday is the Mardi Gras Parade with Island Atmosphere. The crew of Rex Parade rolls at 2 on Pensacola Beach. See PensacolaBeachMardiGras.com. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us tomorrow at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now. Back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Radio 92.3. That'll get you home this afternoon.
Yeah, that'll get you pushing the gas a bit harder.
Oh, boy. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, thanks for having us on today. Another nice afternoon here. Just had Mike Wood on from PPD, and we thank him for his time. I guess what we can do, and if you want to kind of summarize our conversation with him, here is the way to interpret what we discussed. Don't park your vehicle in the wrong place for Mardi Gras parades.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Pay attention to where you're putting your vehicles and try to be there on time.
Absolutely. And just be extra careful when you're out on the streets. Hey, new data on the labor market suggests unemployment's rising. Lillian Wu has those numbers.
The latest jobless numbers come in higher than expected. The number of people who applied for unemployment benefits last week matching a three-month high, surging 22,000 to 242,000. Analysts were expecting 221,000. It could reflect a softening in the labor market and also the first wave of what's likely a flood of new claims from laid-off federal employees. Some companies and nonprofit groups that lost federal funding have also had to cut staff. Government workers are paid benefits from a separate federally funded unemployment fund, but they file jobless claims in the state they live in. Continuing claims, which run a week behind, showed a small decrease, 1.86 million. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
525 on the nose here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Got a couple of backups on Highway 90, whether it be you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard or westbound coming over Blackwater River. Also got some at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, and on Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Burgess. Outside of that, it's just a few more of our usual spots. As for the weather, 73 degrees, low of 49 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a beautiful sunny Friday, high of 70, low of 50.
Yeah, I want to run this down to you before I let this slip away. We're getting an indication of our economy's health. Lillian Wu returns and has new numbers for us.
The U.S. economy grew at an unrevised 2.3% annualized pace in the fourth quarter, according to the first revision of the initial estimate of the gross domestic product. The latest reading is in line with consensus estimates and the same as the Commerce Department's prior estimate. The increase is primarily reflecting stepped-up consumer spending, 4.2% in the fourth quarter, with increases in both services and goods, as well as government spending, up 2.9% in the fourth quarter. Those areas offsetting a 5.7% decrease in business investment. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And keeping with the economic theme, President Trump says tariffs against Canada and Mexico will start on March 4th. In a post on Truth Social, he said China will also be charged an additional 10% tariff on that date as well. The president said the tariffs are meant to stop fentanyl from entering the U.S. and added that the tariffs will be enforced until the drug stops flowing into the country.
You know, the interesting thing is that President Trump gave him a couple of weeks to try to work out a deal, work out a plan, something that they can approach with these tariffs. And as he was mentioning today in his meeting with the UK Prime Minister, they haven't done anything. I mean, nothing has been done. And so that's what really kind of ticked him off a little bit, at the fact that there was no movement. While we're kind of jumping on President Trump here this afternoon, he is confident if a peace deal is reached between Russia and the Ukraine, it will hold. So he says. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
President Trump says he's known Russian President Vladimir Putin for a long time and believes he'll keep his word if a deal is made to end Russia's invasion.
We had to go through the Russian hoax together. That was not a good thing. It's not fair. That was a rigged deal.
The president made the comment sitting alongside British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, who is the second European leader to visit the White House this week, with the Ukraine war a central focus.
The deal, if we get it, is going to be hugely important. I don't think it would have happened if the space hadn't been created for it by yourself.
Starmer has said the UK would contribute to a European peacekeeping force in Ukraine. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Just about 5:28 here, and I got two tickets to give away to the Sun Belt Conference tournaments. These are for both the men's and women's games. Of course, the tournament's getting underway at the Bay Center from March 4th through March 10th. And all you got to do to get these tickets is be the first person to text in to 850-437-1620. I'm going to say the first person to text in Trojans, because of the Troy Trojans, relatively local. And we did South Alabama Jaguars last hour. So first person to text Trojans to 850-437-1620 gets those tickets.
All right, 5:28. News Radio 92.3. Elon Musk, Starlink, could take over a contract to overhaul the FAA's air traffic communication system. Christian Goodwin has more on the story.
Government employees and contractors say the FAA could cancel a $2.4 billion contract with Verizon to revamp a communication system used for air traffic control and award the work to Elon Musk's Starlink satellite system. Musk posting online the Verizon system is not working, alleging it's putting air travelers at serious risk. Critics say Starlink being used as part of the nation's aviation system would be a conflict of interest, stressing Musk is a presidential advisor who runs the Department of Government Efficiency. Verizon says it's only started working on the system, explaining our solution stands ready to be deployed. The FAA reveals it's testing Starlink's internet equipment, but says no decisions have been made. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And the Vatican says Pope Francis's condition is improving, but his health issues haven't been resolved. He's been in the hospital since February 14th due to bronchitis and pneumonia. In an update this afternoon, the Vatican said, quote, given the complexity of his condition, further days of clinical stability are necessary to resolve the prognosis.
That covers it, doesn't it? Pretty much so. Getting the no more questions. In other words,
yeah.
Back off.
We're figuring it out.
You got it. Publix facing an overpricing lawsuit. It might be a moral story here about watch out for the scales. The alleged problem is with self-checkout weighting scales. The lawsuit claims prices were inflated by not accurately measuring meats, cheeses, and deli items. Marked sale prices are also part of the lawsuit accusing Publix of overpricing at checkouts. In addition, the lawsuit claims Publix regularly and deliberately keeps sale signs up way after the sales expire.
That's not cool.
No, what you know what, though? It's kind of being lazy on the consumer's part. You know how you can overcome this overcharging stuff, don't you?
How's that?
Check your friggin' bill. Look at the numbers.
That's
they,
true.
They give you the printout of the thing. Take care of business.
I'm John Saucier. President Trump hosting UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer at the White House for bilateral talks on Ukraine. And ahead of the meeting, the president talked about the importance of his tariff plans that are set to go into effect beginning on Tuesday.
The tariffs are necessary because we've been treated very unfairly by many, many countries, including our friends, friend and foe. But we've been treated very unfairly in trade.
Well, the president plans to impose 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico and add an additional 10% tariff on Chinese imports. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries speaking with reporters on Capitol Hill. He accuses the president of not doing enough about inflation.
Donald Trump needs to
answer. Why has he failed to do anything to lower the high cost of living?
The president claims tax cuts and deregulation will lead to lower prices for Americans. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. New leadership at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau dismissed lawsuits today against Capital One and Rocket Homes Real Estate. The suits were previously undertaken by the Biden administration's director. Another suit against the Pennsylvania Higher Education Assistance Agency was also dismissed, according to the CFPB. Stripe announced a tender offer for employees and shareholders, valuing the payments startup company at $91.5 billion, the closest the company has been to its peak valuation of $95 billion 4 years ago. Co-founder and president John Collison said they have no near-term IPO plans. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session lower, with the Dow dropping 193 points, the S&P 500 fell 94, and the Nasdaq tumbled by 530 points, losing 2.7%. U.S. crude oil futures sit above 70 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is Andy Gresh with a Sports Minute, sponsored by TGL, presented by SoFi. Tune in every week for TGL matches. I have been consuming the TGL product. This has gotten me through my month of February. They're playing 15 holes. It's a team concept. There still are some individual matchups, and you got some of the biggest stars in the world. If you can't get out and swing the sticks, TGL could be for you. I'm Andy Gresh.
Welcome to TGL, presented by SoFi, golf's newest league, live on ESPN and ESPN Plus. It's 2 hours of hammer dropping, overtime forcing, playoffs on the line, golf, Tiger, Rory, and more of the best from the PGA Tour, split into 16. Learn more at TGLGolf.com. Tune in every week for TGL matches. Keep up, it's golf.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list, I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to TGL, presented by SoFi, golf's newest league, live on ESPN and ESPN Plus. It's 2 hours of hammer dropping, overtime forcing, playoffs on the line, golf, Tiger, Rory, and more of the best from the PGA Tour, split into 16. Learn more at TGLGolf.com. Tune in every week for TGL matches. Keep up. It's golf.
Guys, ever had a bad experience in the bedroom that totally threw you off? It messes with your head, your confidence, and suddenly it's all you can think about. Next thing you know, you're avoiding trying altogether because the fear of failure is just too much. That's where Wave Men's Health comes in. Their providers have been helping men overcome ED and providing hope even when the pills and other treatments have failed. Their proven personalized treatments have some of the highest success rates out there. No awkwardness, no judgment, just real results that bring back your confidence and that connection. It's important to get your ED treated quickly so that it doesn't get harder to treat down the road. Wave Men's Health has treatments that online pharmacies only dream about. Tonight is your night for intimacy and connection. Call Wave Men's Health today at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Your consultation is discreet and could be the start of something incredible. 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. And let's make tonight unforgettable. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
It's a fact. Pensacola has a homeless crisis. Wondering how to help? Your Leadership Pensacola Class of 2025 is partnering with Family Promise of Escambia County to remodel a three-bedroom home for displaced families. Your support is vital. Cash and in-kind donations will help us complete repairs and provide furnishings to help make this house a home. No donation is too small. Learn more and donate at leapclassproject.org. That's leapclassproject.org. Together, we can make a difference.
Ever have one of those days where your gut just feels blah?
Ugh, yes.
Occasional bloating or gas could be signs that your gut is out of balance. But Align Probiotic can help. Align 24/7 Digestive Support is a daily use probiotic with a unique strain to help relieve occasional digestive issues. It's the number one doctor recommended brand. So when you feel the signs, it's time to try Align. Align Probiotic. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now doesn't get any better than that, ladies and gentlemen. The
I love
Eagles,
that song.
I do too. I really do too. And actually, I don't have any Eagles song I say I didn't like.
I know. Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's one of the bands, you know, you can just throw them on and enjoy the ride. Yeah, thanks for playing that. And that was a real good one. All righty, it's 6:38. No, it isn't. It's 5:38. Get the wrong clock.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Jeez and Pete. Okay, 5:38 News Radio 92.3. Fox's Jared Max is in this afternoon with the latest Fox Sports Update.
Fox Sports Update.
I mean, that is well beyond half court.
And that was well beyond a wild ending between 8th-ranked Michigan State and number 16 Maryland.
No timeouts left for Maryland. They got to go. Gillespie for three.
On the Big Ten Network, after Maryland missed a three-pointer to win it, Michigan State nailed it from beyond half court. Trey Holloman hit the game winner for the Spartans, who won at College Park 58-55. Top-ranked Auburn crushed Ole Miss 106-76. Seventh-ranked St. John's clinched at least a share of the Big East regular season title for the first time in 33 years. St. John's beat Butler 76-70. Vanderbilt upset 12th-ranked Texas A&M in College Station 86-84. 13th-ranked Clemson beat Notre Dame. Number 17, Kentucky over Oklahoma by a point. Wins as well for number 18, Memphis. 22nd-ranked Arizona and number 25, BYU.
The Pistons have held the Celtics under 100. They're going to get a standing ovation here. 117-97. The crowd loves it in downtown Detroit.
On FanDuel Sports Network Detroit, for the first time since February 2008, the Pistons have won 8 games in a row. Detroit, which set an NBA record last season with a 28-game losing streak, on its way to a team-worst 14-68 record. Now the Pistons have 2 more wins this season than in the last 2 combined. 2 nights after the Pistons ended a 10-game losing streak to the Clippers, they beat the Celtics for the first time in 13 tries. 117-97. Detroit 6th in the Eastern Conference playoff standings, 4.5 games clear of a playoff spot. You can listen to and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
You know, with the final thing he mentioned there being the Pistons and Celtics, I got to tell you, people are looking at it game by game. The Pistons have won this many games straight. hopefully they can do what the Lions didn't. What if they make a push, man? We can't rule them out. They're in the hunt right now. Out of nowhere.
Do you remember their losing streak last year? How long?
They lost like didn't they lose like over 20 games straight?
Yeah, it was dirty. It was real. You know, I follow the NBA and it was ugly.
Yeah, they've had quite a turnaround.
Okay, let me just kind of move forward to a couple of different sports here. We'll talk SPHL, of course, local hockey this weekend. Another brutal road trip. Pensacola facing Roanoke. Two-game series tomorrow night and Saturday. The good guys return to home ice on March 15th and 14th, matching up against Quad City. That is a very good team. Puck drop 7:05 for both of those games in the Bay Center. And another thing happening today that in sports that you need to know about, NFL draft season kicked off this afternoon.
The 2025 NFL regular season won't begin until early September, but the league kicks off its draft season Thursday in Indianapolis, the annual scouting combine, like a job fair for teams to meet with prospective draftees, to watch them get tested for several football attributes, from speed to strength, from agility to athletic ability. Aside from bench pressing weight, running the 40-yard dash, 20- and 60-yard shuttle runs, players will also get tested at a vertical jump and a broad jump, and run a three-cone drill. Thursday designated for defensive linemen and linebackers, Friday defensive backs and tight ends, Saturday quarterbacks, wide receivers, and running backs, Sunday offensive linemen. Jared Max, Fox News.
And we got some drama in the sports media scene. And no, I'm not involved.
Oh, my.
The two sports commentators are the talk of the town at the NFL Combine in Indianapolis after getting heated at a Starbucks. Jordan Schultz of Fox and Ian Rappaport of NFL Media got...
I heard of Ian.
Yeah. They got into a verbal altercation per multiple witnesses. Coincidentally, Schultz happened to be the son of former Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz. NBC Sports reports that Rappaport was talking to an agent when Schultz approached him. The incident was reported to NFL security.
Okay.
It's just like Coke and Pepsi, man.
I guess so. You know, just thinking about that thing. Legendary NBA coach has ruled out a return this season. Not saying that I'm so sad about this one. Joe Morgan has the details.
San Antonio Spurs head coach Greg Popovich will not return to the sidelines this season after suffering a stroke in November. Popovich met with his players Thursday before issuing a statement saying in part, quote, "I will continue to focus on my health with the hope that I can return to coaching in the future." The 76-year-old Popovich is the NBA's all-time coaching wins leader and has led the Spurs to 5 NBA titles in 29 seasons as head coach. It's been a trying year for the Spurs organization, which also found out last week that star big man Victor Wembanyama will miss the remainder of the season with a blood clot in his shoulder. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Yeah, Greg, it's looking rough, man. You might just need to hang it up. A new version of ESPN SportsCenter will debut on Disney Plus next month. SC Plus is being described as a fast-paced daily update that will be aimed at more casual sports fans. The show will hit the streaming service every morning at 8 a.m. our time, starting March 3rd. Each episode will be at least 15 minutes long and will be available for 24 hours.
Yeah, they discovered what we do around here already. Hollywood is reeling after the death of Oscar-winning actor Gene Hackman. This is getting to be a very strange case as we know it as of right now.
Right.
Here's Michelle Pollino.
Gene Hackman, the legendary two-time Oscar winner, and his wife Betsy Arakawa were found dead in their home in Santa Fe, New Mexico. The couple was discovered Wednesday afternoon along with their dog. The Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office says the exact cause of death remains unknown, calling it an active investigation. He was 95 years old. She was 63. Hackman, one of Hollywood's most revered actors, starred in classics like The French Connection.
All right, Popeye's here. Get your hands on your heads.
Mississippi Burning, Hoosiers, and Superman. Tributes are pouring in. Francis Ford Coppola wrote, in part, "The loss of a great artist always calls for both mourning and celebration, inspiring and magnificent in his work and complexity." Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
5:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Not too much going on the roads from what I can see that we haven't already touched on. Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, still backed up. Do have some issues developing on Highway 29 if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. And we've got some backup still at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess. Beyond that, it's just a couple more of your usual spots. As for the weather, 73 degrees, low of 49. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 70, low of 50.
47-year-old Robert Armstrong is charged with the charges of criminal mischief and remains in the Escambia County Jail. What he did is he really caused extensive damage over at Little Flower Catholic Church in Myrtle Grove. This happened on Tuesday. Father Jack Campbell said Armstrong isn't a stranger, as he has caused trouble before. Here's Father Jack Campbell.
This gentleman, he wanders around a lot. We've met him before. He doesn't speak. He doesn't talk too much. He's kind of an angry person.
Members and volunteers of the church help pick up the damaged and broken statues. Armstrong, by the way, is charged with criminal mischief for the property damage. He has a, I'm saying $2,500 bond, but I think they've increased that to $5,000. So he has a sizable bond there to get him out of some sort of trouble, but we did see the B-roll on him. He looked like a disturbed young man.
Because that's what he is.
Okay. There you go. President Trump broke with tradition and opened the doors to the press during his first cabinet meeting. Fox's Howie Kurtz has more in Media Minute.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
In normal times, when a president holds a cabinet meeting, the press is let in for a few minutes, opening remarks, maybe if they're lucky, a question or two, and the rest takes place behind closed doors. Well, when President Trump held his first cabinet meeting of this term, the whole thing turned into a television show. It was all on camera. It went on and on and on. Elon Musk was there, and he spoke at length about the DOGE budget-cutting efforts, and some cabinet members questioned him about that. And it was, not surprisingly, what the president likes to do, which is talk and talk and talk. MSNBC cut away after a long period. Then CNN, Fox carried the whole thing. I just feel like if the president is answering journalistic questions, you carry it, period. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Just about 5:48 here, around this time every hour, giving you another reminder of your stock numbers. Wall Street closing lower today. At the closing bell, the Dow fell 193 points to 43,239. The S&P 500 lost 94 points to 58,61. And the NASDAQ dropped 530 points to 18,544.
News Radio 92.3, another commercial lunar lander headed to the moon.
Falcon 9 carrying IM-2's lunar lander Athena has successfully lifted off of pad 39A. We're heading to the moon.
There you go. Athena was launched on a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket Wednesday night from the Cape. Athena is expected to land on March 6th.
Wow. And some consumers and activists are calling for an economic blackout tomorrow. The idea is to not spend money for 24 hours. This would be a protest against corporate greed and companies that have pulled back on supporting DEI efforts. There are also calls for additional boycotts of companies like Amazon, Walmart, and Nestle in the coming weeks.
You know, we spoke to PPD Mike Wood earlier in the hour here. We talked about the parking situations for the two parades, tomorrow night's Cruel Lafitte and then the Grand Parade on Saturday. Touched on that, but also, you know, Mike had this to say, told us about an arrest at the Pensacola airport. Some guy trying to force his way through the TSA checkpoint recently. Here's a PPD spokesman Mike Wood.
Fortunately, the TSA and there was a Pensacola police officer that works at the airport was closed, and they took that individual into custody without further incident. That's something that's taken very seriously for obvious reasons. So fortunately, he did not get onto the concourse, because if that happens, there's a whole lot of other protocol that's in place, and it will cause lots of delays.
Yes, it would. Mike Wood says the suspect did not have any weapons and nobody was really in danger, but had he breached the TSA checkpoint, federal regs would have forced delays for outgoing flights and travelers, making a whole lot of people mad. But they averted that, and PPD doing a stellar job once again.
All righty. The nation's top health official weighed in Wednesday on a growing measles outbreak. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said officials are following the measles epidemic every day. It comes after an unvaccinated child died in West Texas, marking the first U.S. measles death since 2015. However, RFK Jr. said the number of cases, hospitalizations, and now deaths aren't necessarily causes for panic.
Okay, this year's Oscar race is a battle between 10 films, and Michelle Pollino is watching this year's event for us.
Hollywood's biggest night is almost here, with 10 films battling for Best Picture leading the pack. Emilia Perez with 13 nominations, a strong showing for international cinema, but not without controversy, thanks to its storyline featuring transgender actress Carla Sofia Gascon, The Brutalist, and Wicked follow closely with 10 nods each, while A Complete Unknown and Conclave pulled in 8. Joining them in the Best Picture race, Anora, a drama about a sex worker marrying into Russian oligarchy, Dune Part 2, I'm Still Here, Nickel Boys, and The Substance, a body horror satire starring Demi Moore in a role that's being called a career reinvention. Conan O'Brien hosts the Oscars on Sunday on ABC and Hulu. Michelle Pulino, Fox News.
5:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, a Grammy-winning band canceling concerts after a very jarring threat that it received. Details on what that threat entailed coming up in just a couple minutes.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Got a junk car lying around. Call the best junk man in this town. Frank buys junk cars. Frank buys junk cars. Got a car that's killing your grass. We'll call the junk car king for some quick cash. Frank buys junk cars.
850-525-2035. Frank buys junk cars.
What do you want in a job? What if this job had great benefits and uncapped income? What if this job was right here in town, working for award-winning radio stations? What if this job had an opening right now as a marketing consultant, working with local businesses? What if this job, you occasionally get to listen to one of country music's rising stars or meet a famous TV star or athlete in the office? If you're looking for a job like this and have sales experience, then hurry up and send your resume to hr@newsradio1620.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about a recent press conference by Caroline Leavitt for the White House. Is the entire leadership team on the same page, as she says? We got a lot more information from the Pensacola Police Department about how the parade management of traffic is going to work, especially on Main and Bayfront. And we got to play Who Filed It with PJ, figuring out which bills in the Tallahassee session coming up were filed by Democrats and Republicans. He did well, by the way. Listen to all of the conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for having us on your radio today. If you've been keeping up with the SS United States and its journey to the Mobile shipyards and eventually over to Destin, be sunk as a diving destination over there. Well, let me tell you, the ship is right now just east of Key West, Florida. Getting ready to move into the Gulf of Mexico. It is moving, get this, it was 5 miles per hour 2 hours ago when we checked it in. It's 5.64 miles per hour, and it's moving west, southwest, and making a course into the Gulf. Did I say Gulf of Mexico a few minutes ago?
Maybe.
I meant to say the Gulf of America.
Trump, get him!
Oh, boy. So anyway, the ship is moving along nicely here. Something interesting happening. I chuckled at this. Blue Origin is going to see its first all-female space flight crew this spring. But the crew will certainly raise some eyebrows.
Gail King is heading into space thanks to Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin. The CBS Mornings co-host was announced Thursday as part of the next crew, a historic all-female flight to the edge of space set to launch this spring. King will be joined by Katy Perry, journalist and philanthropist, and Bezos' partner, Lauren Sanchez, former NASA rocket scientist Aisha Bowe, civil rights activist Amanda Nguyen, and film producer Carrie Ann Flynn. The mission marks the 11th human flight for Blue Origin's new Shepard program, adding to a growing list of passengers who've crossed the Kármán line, the recognized boundary between Earth's atmosphere and space. Michelle Pulino, Fox News.
All righty, 5:55. Here we'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Not a lot going on. Do have some backup still on I-10 traveling westbound towards the I-110 or passing the I-110 north ramp. Also have some issues on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and on Highway 29 traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. Outside of that, though, there's not much. As for the weather, 73 degrees, low of 49 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, high of 70, low of 50.
I'd like to remind you, stargazers, don't forget, big things coming up for you guys. You are in for a real treat. Tomorrow night, you could experience a rare planetary parade. The event is a cosmic phenomenon that involves the alignment of seven planets. Here we go. Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. Now, you can spot five of those pretty easily, those planets, with the naked eye. But you need a pretty darn good telescope to catch Uranus and Neptune. Best time to catch this alignment will be right after sunset.
All righty, and mentioned this before the break. A Grammy-winning Latin band canceling concerts after it was threatened in Tijuana with a severed head. Mexican regional band Grupo Firme, I hope I'm saying that correctly, was scheduled to perform March 1st. A Mexican newspaper says the group canceled the show, though, after a large banner appeared alongside a Tijuana highway on Tuesday, threatening to kill the band members if they performed. Beside that banner was a box containing the head. Authorities suspect the message came from a drug cartel.
All right, 5:57, News Radio 92.3. We have details this afternoon on what's streaming on Peacock, Netflix, and more in Fox 2.
Fox 2.
I'm Michelle Polino on Peacock. Matthew Perry, A Hollywood Tragedy, the hour-long documentary produced exclusively for Peacock, looks back at the October 2023 death of the Friends actor and the legal case against the Los Angeles drug ring that it exposed.
It's not about politics. It's about emotions.
And two feature films on Paramount Plus, September 5th, the period drama inspired by actual events following the terrorist attack on the 1972 Summer Olympics in Munich, from the perspective of the ABC sports team covering the events live. Peter Sarsgaard and Ben Chaplin co-star. The film's original screenplay is Oscar-nominated this year. While on Netflix, the Tom Hardy superhero film Venom, The Last Dance, based on the Marvel Comics character, is the third and final entry in the trilogy. Eddie Brock and his alien symbiote pal must save Earth once again while running from the authorities. That's Fox Tube on Fox News.
And Sabrina Carpenter giving fans more chances to catch her on tour this year. The Espresso singer announced a new batch of North American dates for her Short and Sweet tour. She will kick off the new leg with two shows in Pittsburgh on October 23rd and 24th. She'll also hit NYC, Nashville, Toronto, and LA for multi-night stands. Ticket pre-sales will start March 4th, followed by a general on sale on March 7th.
Okay, I was joking about the Gulf of Mexico and Gulf of America getting that kind of out of order there. Let me explain. FWC officials issued an executive order to comply with President Trump renaming the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America.
Yes.
I just want to get this right here. Commission Executive Director Roger Young instructed his staff members to update all references, documents, rules, and regulations to reflect the name change. State lawmakers have already filed bills to carry out President Trump's directions. So let me get it right. It is the Gulf of America.
I had one texter drop in saying that, and of course you can always text us at 850-437-1620, but just a moment ago one texter dropped in saying it's the Gulf of Joe Patty. That's certainly
I love it. Yeah, I
less
like that
politically
one.
Fueled,
yeah, what's
more
that,
agreeable.
What was that person's name?
I'm not sure, actually, but we appreciate the input nonetheless.
Well, it was accurate input, if you will. It should be that. Why not? Old Frank down there on his stool, having a day with that one. Once again, talking to PPD's Mike Wood just moments ago. Just remember this: don't park your vehicle in the wrong place for the downtown Mardi Gras
That's
parade.
That's crucial.
That's as simple as it gets. Just don't do it. Pensacola is closing more roads to increase security. It's all about safety, so take advantage of it.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.